You're tuned in to Modern Jazz Today with Jeff Williams and Carrie Gaffney. Keeping that more music flowing, up next is Nora Jones. Her new single's called Running, and we're going to check it out. Let's dig in.
Tuned in and treating them ears to Modern Jazz Today, where we play the artists that are making the jazz of today. You can learn more about those artists, read exclusive interviews, and check out this week's playlist at www.modernjazztoday.com. Up next on the queue is Avishai Darash. From his new album, Andalusian Love Song, we are going to listen to Arriving Home. your host, Jeff Williams, saying thank you for keeping it tuned to Modern Jazz Today. Up next on the queue is Dan Harris from his new album, Cold Turkey. We're going to listen to What the Funk. This is Modern Jazz Today, where we explore the artists that are making the jazz of today.
Up next is Adrian Chicot. The album's called Babyland, and we'll check into The Rooster in the Hot is Watching TV. Let's check it out.
Thank you.
Up next is saxophonist and vocalist Elena Mack. Off the album Fill Again, we'll take a listen to Hey Friend. Again, when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting to you from Simon Fraser University's Burnaby campus in British Columbia.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections.
A building where the rock star Prince once went to school is now becoming a place where people can go for help during emergencies. The building in South Minneapolis is no longer a school. Today, it houses the Sabathany Community Center, which has a food bank, senior activities, green job training, and other programs.
They've been doing a lot of great services, so they really are like the heart of South Minneapolis.
Bharat Balyan works for the city of Minneapolis and is helping Sabathany become what's known as a resilience hub. The center is adding a geothermal heating and cooling system, and with support from the utility XL Energy, it's installing solar panels and batteries. Most of the time, the system will send solar energy to the power grid. But if the grid goes down during a storm or other disaster, the solar and battery system will provide power directly to Sabathany, so residents can go there to charge phones and medical devices and shelter from dangerous heat or cold. And afterward, Sabathany will be a place where people can get information about recovery programs and services.
So that's really a big thing we were looking forward to, like having that trusted place they can really go.
So people in South Minneapolis can stay safe as climate change causes more extreme weather.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.